Good morning. It is 840 at 97.9 The Hill, and this is Ron Stutz. We have a conversation now about the COVID-19 outbreak. This conversation made possible by the Orange County Visitors Bureau. Scott Connery is practicing safe conversation this morning on the phone. And Scott, first of all, thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on here.
You know, I remember a song lyric from John Lennon. Most peculiar, Mama. Strange days indeed. And maybe I have that reversed, but that's what I think about when I'm thinking about all this outbreak. Give us an update on what's happening at Open Eye Cafe and whatever else is happening in your life right now. Scott, tell us what's going on.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, a lot of what's going on in my life is what's going on in everybody's life. Trying to figure out how to sort of walk that line, that delicate line, as a retail operation of you know, safety for your employees, but also security for your employees, and sort of giving them, make sure they have the means to survive this, just like everybody else. You know, they don't have any other options either. So we're trying to make sure that they're safe and secure, as well as the safety of all of our customers. So the idea being really, you know, trying to find a balance in staying in business and having, you know, the option of a business at the end of all this. You know, the idea is it's a delicate one, and it's one that we have a lot of people to thank for it being viable at all. There's a lot of institutions and individuals and groups that are sort of pulling together and making this a reality that we can. You know, everybody's, all retail's hit, very many other businesses, sort of limping along and trying to figure out the path forward.
You know, lots of times we've heard people say, we're all in this together, and this is the most clear case of that I can think of in quite some time. And you have not only one business to worry about, but two. You've been in Carrboro and the whole area for a long time. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
It's funny, I was thinking about that myself, where, you know, we've all suffered through a lot of different natural disasters and things like that, but it's always measured in maybe days to weeks. You know, we've got hit, Cafe Driotti, which just turns 25 this year, has hit through a couple of ice storms that have knocked it out for a couple of weeks, and, you know, that recovery took a while. We've never had to think about months. That's something that's just a whole another ball game that, we're trying to all wrap our head around. You know, we've got the retail. So as you mentioned, Open Eye Cafe celebrated 20 years last year, and we've also got the wholesale side of it, Carrboro Coffee Roasters, and which is intimately tied in with the retail, of course. So we have retail clients who are suffering, and so therefore the wholesale suffers. and we've been doing that wholesale for 16 years. So, you know, everybody's sort of trying to figure out how to make it work. We're doing, as retail, both Cafe Driotti and Open Eye Cafe are doing takeaway only, safe distance practices, curbside pickup. You can just call the cafe and have your order ready to be picked up, never leave your car. And then we have the option, fortunately, we have the option of online sales. So we can sell you coffee and it'll be delivered right to your door.
Absolutely.
You need brewing gadgets? Mm-hmm. We can do that too. You know, if for some reason you don't have something to brew coffee with, that's online there too. So really just trying to find a way to move along and see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Let me ask you this. I'm talking about the hospitality industry in general here. I understand 1,900 people are employed by the hospitality industry right here in our community. What kind of a hit is this taking to your team? And I'm talking about some of the individuals who may work for you full-time or part-time.
Yeah, well, we've got both. So I think you see a couple of different scenarios. One is people who are maybe immunocompromised and just cannot work, you know, and they can't be out in public in their home. You know, we have to find a way to support them. There's plenty of people who have to step aside, or we've had to say, you know, sorry, we have to limit our hours. We don't have enough time, or shifts for everybody, or we're trying to spread them out among people so they get less than they would normally get. Mm-hmm. 2000 is, I think, at least the number of people that are going to be affected by this directly, as opposed to also the indirect effect that you're seeing. But we're seeing a lot of great inspiration from institutions like the Chamber and Carrboro Business Alliance, Both town governments are starting to make motions into helping the organizations and the businesses. Some promise and some potential positive things turning around from this. And so we're being positive.
Everybody is getting creative, and that's a necessity. And Scott, you're a global traveler. I mean, you're all over the place. One of the best international baristas in the world. What was the sentiment of some of the countries, some of the other countries that you've recently visited?
Yeah, and so as you can imagine, that's been on hold. In my last trip, sort of like the end of the year, there's the same kind of concern around the world, and everybody's sort of just unsure what it all means because very few people have had to deal with this. I mean, I guess you could argue we haven't had to deal with this in 100 years. We have this commonality of the way our institutions are, or our businesses are organized. You know, especially in coffee, you know, we say coffee unites the world. That's our tagline. And it does so most obviously physically, right? So that's the big one that sort of has to be refigured out. What does that actually mean? But it also means it, in a very, metaphorical way that we're all united in trying to make this work. As a roastery, we have to also worry about our farmer partners, the people that we have direct relationships with. And we have to make sure that they are also as little affected as possible, that they have harvest coming in right now, and that harvest isn't stopping because there's a pandemic. So we have to figure out how to get their coffee sold so that they are also well supported. That's something we've been dedicated to and we're trying to figure out.
Well, we're talking to Scott Connery of Open Eye Cafe and Cafe Driotti. Cafe Driotti's been around even longer than Open Eye Cafe. And, remember this is a different world these days in the last, you know, couple of weeks here, because I remember the last time you and I had a conversation on the air. You were standing right in front of me here and you were making coffee and, you know, everything was, was happy and we were having fun. But now, of course, you're calling in on the phone, and I certainly appreciate you doing that. And, you know, we all have to kind of look out for each other and look out for ourselves. But I want to thank you for all you're doing. And all of us know somebody in the hospitality industry, whether it's, where you get your coffee or where you go to a restaurant or whatever. And we recognize the fear that it's spreading. And how can Orange County residents best support you and your team right now?
Yeah, I mean, both us and really anybody who's doing the same kind of things that we are doing, support us to the level that you can. I know that there's, you know, a lot of people doing similar takeaway scenarios, or pickup, curbside pickup, that kind of thing. Anything that you can do is going to help these folks keep the lights on. It's just as true for us as for anybody else. There's a new organization called Carby United, which is working as a local food hub, as a pickup, you know, order and pickups for local restaurants in Carrboro. We're going to be part of that too. You know, anything you can do for donation. You know, there's a lot of the tipped wages of our service industry is going to be gone, and there's a lot of different ways to support those folks so that they can survive this, and then on the other end, hopefully, still have a job.
I know that brings up a really good point. You know, I think the truth is that on the other end of this, whenever it ends, there are some places that probably aren't going to be around. Please remember to tip folks too. If you get curbside service somewhere, please remember those tips are more important than ever, because a lot of servers and baristas and everybody else who's involved in the hospitality industry, they depend on tips for a good portion of their income.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything really, this is the point where we, as you mentioned, we should all be coming together and sort of looking out to what do we normally do? What would we normally do? I should say, and try to do that still in obviously a different fashion, in a different manner. But try to do that same kind of support. You know, you're not going to go out to dinner as often as you did, but can you still order those dinners? Because that would go a long way.
Yeah. And I did that very thing last night, and the food tasted just as good as always, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly, yeah. And we can promise the coffee will be just as delicious, too.
Yep, absolutely. Scott, thank you again for all you're doing, and maybe everybody should ask the question, what would Scott Connery do? Use him as an example here.
Listen, doing our best, right?
I beg your pardon?
we're all doing our best.
Yeah, exactly. We're all in this together. We're all doing our best. We will get through it. And everybody just keep all these safety things that, you know, the Center for Disease Control is telling us, keep your distance and all that sort of thing. But please do what you can to help these local businesses survive and thrive. And Scott Connery, of course, Open Eye Cafe, Cafe Girardi, thank you so much for being here with us this morning via telephone.
Again, thank you for giving us a chance to get the word out.
All right, buddy. I won't say have a good day because most days aren't good these days, but, you know, be well.
Stay safe.
All right. That is Scott Connery, and this conversation this morning made possible by the Orange County Visitors Bureau. Everybody involved with the Orange County Visitors Bureau working very hard to keep things going and to help everybody, help all these businesses and individuals in any way that they can. Please do your share. It's 8:51. This is 97.9 The Hill. Ron Stutz here with Jimmy Cliff.